According to a study published in the American Academy of Pediatrics, less work and more play helps a child to learn, develop socially, and promotes better health. Researchers also reported that curbing free time at school robs youngsters of needed exercise, leads to unruly classrooms, and ultimately the tragedy of listening to...
Sure, other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Shopping with the Wife on Football Sunday.
Mr. Shopping with the Wife on Football Sunday.
Sundays are days when men plop their behinds on the couch for hours and watch other men exert themselves on the gridiron. But no, not you. You're driving to Bed Bath & Beyond.
First and 10 with a new bath mat.
What happened to you, Mr. Shopping with a Wife on Football Sunday? How could you possibly let swearing about a game-changing holding penalty become holding her purse at the fashion bug?
15 yards for being a schmuck.
Sir, are you really that pee-whipped?
And pee doesn't stand for punt. Yeah.
So the next time you're depressed because your team lost the game on a missed field goal, think of the poor guy who missed the game altogether, subjected to hours of cute shoes and matching handbags. Mr. Shopping with the Wife on Football Sunday, a real American hero.
Mr. Shopping with the Wife on Football Sunday.
This throwback jersey doesn't make me look fat, does it?
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning. Welcome to Thursday, December 23rd, 2 days before Christmas. The rain is over, and we're glad. Good morning, Kira.
Oh, my gosh.
You were going to the last minute there, huh?
I was going last minute. I was trying to take care of some phone stuff. I had to get my phone, like, pay the bill and all that stuff.
I see. Okay, so...
You know me. I wait till it's turned off.
Yeah, till 9:59. That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's what I do. So I was, like, trying to do it, and I was like, the lady's like, I just want to thank you for being a customer. I said, oh, no, that's cool. I got to go. But I'm going to take this moment to tell you. I was like, okay. I'm like, I got to go. She's like, no, but I just need to tell you this. I was like, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Have a good Christmas. Thank you so much. You're so sweet. I got to go. Click. Gotta go click.
I know. That hard selling is back, man. You know.
I gotta give it to her.
Businesses are struggling.
She was sweet. She was really sweet. But I was like, listen, I'm about to go on live on the air on LA Talk Radio, and I need to get you off my phone.
There you go.
So I want you guys to know I'm sitting next to a big red box with a pink bow on it.
Uh-huh.
I love these colors.
Yeah, that obviously a woman did that because I don't really have the skills for that.
And, you know, I know your wife did this. I want to open it, but I'll wait till we get off the air.
Yeah, you should wait. You know why? I'll tell you why.
It feels good. I have my hand on the box. I'm already liking what I feel.
Yeah, you get the vibes from it.
It's kind of soft. There's something soft in there.
Let me tell you why it's not a good idea to open gifts in front of people. Because if you don't like it, then you have to pretend it's nice and you like it and everything.
I'm still going to have
When you open it at home, if you don't like it, you can take it back and nobody knows.
Let me tell you about me, though.
Yeah.
I'm the easiest person to buy gifts for. My friend, my really, really good friend, Krissa, she was talking about, oh, man, I got to go buy someone a gift. I'm just stressed out about it. I'm like, why? You're such a good gift giver. She goes, no, Kara, I could buy you a toothbrush and you'd be happy.
Yeah.
You don't have shit. She's like, you don't have shit.
So
I could buy
you.
I could buy you a toothbrush and I'd be happy. It's kind of true. Like, I just love, I love it. You know,
yeah.
There's like really not much I'm going to be, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, even if it's kind of a grandma gift, I'll still find a use for it.
It's not a grandma gift. Come on. You know, I mean,
say worst case scenario.
Yeah.
I mean,
no,
Dina's got.
She knows how to shop. She shops all fucking day, man.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know how she does that, man. Not that she spends a lot of money, but she just goes to stores. You know, she doesn't really buy a lot, but she goes to stores all the time. It makes me nuts.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, she does. She does the grocery shopping.
But at least she's got. Yeah. Well, last night I actually went to the store, believe it or not.
Really? What'd you pick up?
To get some milk and popcorn.
Milk and popcorn?
Yeah.
There you go. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, there you go, you see. So I went in the rain and everything. So.
Once again, I didn't get Sam a gift. Sam, I'm 2 for 2. I didn't get your birthday gift
That's
or a Christmas
okay.
gift.
That's okay. I don't need a gift. Only you need gifts. I don't really like receiving gifts. I don't
really?
Know why. Yeah, yeah. I feel kind of like people put themselves out and stuff, you know. But then again, they do it because they want to, you know. It's like it takes knowledge how to receive as well as to
mm-hmm.
give. You
yeah.
know?
Somebody tried giving me a gift and it made me weird. Like certain people, it makes me weird.
Really?
Yeah. Like if I'm not.
If they're not close to you.
If I'm not very
or something,
close
yeah.
or. Yeah, it can make me feel like, oh, I feel weird. Or I feel like yeah. I didn't get you one now. I feel bad,
yeah,
you know?
Then you feel you owe them. And,
yeah,
and
I know that.
Stuff.
I know when I give a gift, which is not very often, but when I give it,
mm-hmm.
I just, it's fun to give it. It's
yeah.
really not because I want something in return.
Yeah, it's really fun, you know? It's funny because I saw a study yesterday. They were asking people if they consider how much the receiver is going to spend on a gift for them.
Mm.
And that's how they decide how much they're going to spend on their gift.
Oh.
So half of the people said yes. Mm. They think about that when they go shopping.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's kind of like, how could you not? It's kind of considerate in a way, right? Like you don't want to...
I guess, yeah, like put them out and stuff.
Well,
yeah.
I think the problem is that giving is such a weird thing where receiving's a weird thing for people too. They just don't understand. Is this no strings attached? Do I owe you something? Are you expecting something in return? What was your motive for giving me something?
Right.
You know, is if... If they really say that they don't care, but if I don't do this, this, and this, are they going to really deep down care?
Yeah.
It could be stressful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's. I know there's some people that give.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like in their heart to give.
Yeah.
They're just givers. And they just.
And it's a great feeling when you do, you know, even when you don't get anything in return.
Yeah.
It's just for the sake of giving, seeing someone's eyes light up and,
yeah.
and enjoy it.
Well, I've thought about a bunch of people about getting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about it in my heart, and I don't ever do it.
Yeah.
Like,
we'll do it next year.
Well, like the Taco Bell lady across the street.
Yeah.
She's really sweet. Like, I go there like once a week.
So she knows you already, huh?
Yeah, it's like once. I go there about once a week to
right.
grab a breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just sweet, and she works her ass off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, those are the people I want to give a gift to.
Yeah.
But she's not
going to
get one because I'm really, I just don't. You know,
yeah.
There's some neighbors that I'm not that close to, but they're really sweet people, and I don't know if they're going to have anybody come to their house.
Yeah.
Or if they're going to go anywhere.
Yeah, but it's not your responsibility, you know, to make their Christmas happier.
No, but I mean just like a card or something. But of course I'm not
yeah.
going to follow through because my follow through is not in there.
I see. Okay.
But just for the record, I thought about a lot of people, and they say it's a thought that counts.
I guess.
Yeah.
The thought that counts.
Yeah.
I guess it does, except some people may not know you had that thought.
My friend Christy and I, we're going to be doing Christmas together. We're going to just go eat dinner somewhere and watch a movie. But now she wants to go to Big Bear. I think we might go up there for the day.
Oh,
and
that'll
it's gonna
be cool.
It's going to be snowed or
yeah.
snowy.
Yeah, it already is, yeah.
And it's supposed to be sunny, too. So, like, sun and snow.
Mm-hmm. That's
that be pretty
cool, yeah.
I just wonder how the traffic and stuff
just
are.
Be careful not to get burned, man, because, you know, you can get
oh, yeah.
a... Yeah, from the snow.
Mm.
It's really reflective, so... You could get sunburned.
It's really reflective with some latent heat.
Yeah.
I told people, I was like, what do you know? Sam was like, yeah, I know this. And then he dropped some knowledge. I was like, yeah, I guess he's a little meteorologist Sam. Okay, shit, he knows it. Let's go with latent
yeah,
heat.
Yeah, well, I know it's news for you, but I do know a couple things about a couple things.
Yeah. It is a little warmer today. It feels good.
Yeah, the rain's finally
And it's
over.
So pretty outside.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go get a run on.
Yeah. Although I wouldn't have minded more rain, but I think we're going to get more on the weekend, they said. So.
Oh, yeah?
We might, yeah. But, yeah, I hope we'll get some rain because we really need it. We really need it. We've had drought here for years.
Well, we went, what, a solid week with rain?
No, it's nice if it's spread out a little more. But
how much did
whatever
we just go
we
through?
Can get.
Did we go through a week or was that like 4 days or 5 days?
Yeah, that was since Friday, I think. So it's all, yeah, it's about 5 days or so.
Yeah, 5 days of rain.
Yeah.
It was, it stopped yesterday for a bit, and then it started up really hard. And you guys don't understand, I mean, most places are like, get over it, it's rain.
Yeah.
It never rains here, so you got to understand, it's like
yeah.
phenomenal. And then it was hard rain. It was a lot of rain.
Yeah, it was really pouring yesterday,
yeah.
and there were
Well, thank God for the rain.
Thunderstorms.
Praise the Lord, that's good. You're right. It's well needed. It's like when it rains like that in places that are dry. It just...
Yeah. Except some people are not grateful. I don't know if you saw the news, but there was a lot of mudslides and shit like that. So people's houses are just full of mud.
What part? Where?
Where was it? La Quinada? You know, those areas where there's hills and And that Pacific Coast Highway usually gets it.
Why does it turn close? There's no rock there? It's all sand? Or what is
No, it? But it's also areas where they used to have fires or where they had fires.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, there's nothing to really soak the rain. And it's just because you don't have trees and shit, you know. So then the ground just kind of slides.
Get some scotch tape.
Can you imagine into your house, man? Shit. You know, cars are like halfway covered in mud.
Sucks.
Yeah. I know. We're not prepared for winter here. We really aren't.
No, we're built for sunshine.
Yeah.
And I mean, 75 degree weather all year round.
It was pouring like last evening so much that in 10 minutes my street was like a river.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. There was some flooding. There definitely was some flooding.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Man, my aunt, her house in Texas and the Gulf of Mexico is where her house was, you know, and they had that big hurricane a few years ago.
Right.
She came back to her house and they had it blocked off her little town, and there's tons of towns that were like you couldn't get back in. They had evacuated them.
Really, the entire town, huh?
Yeah, and you either left or you got stuck there. But she took back roads and like, cause she's sneaky as hell, and she got back into the area where her house was, and just telephone poles everywhere, trash everywhere, and just houses plummeted, right? And her house just had about 3 feet or like 2 or 3 feet of just mud through the whole thing.
Wow.
And just having to clean it all out, and just then they didn't have any AC or any power, so the flies were everywhere, cuz you know stagnant water, you know, that's where you get flies, cuz they make babies in the water.
Yeah, and mosquitoes and shit.
Yeah. Mosquitoes is what I mean. So the heat, the mosquitoes, and she's like slushing out this mud.
God, how wonderful.
She hired some people to help her do it, but she was doing a lot of it herself too.
Yeah.
And I just, I never saw it in that condition, but it was rough.
Yeah, and it ruins everything. You know, they showed even a movie theater that was flooded like all the way up to the seats.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's how high it was.
And then what do you have to do? You just refloor it or what?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess. You have to redo the whole thing.
I think you have to cut out on the section how far it goes up on the wall, and you have to put more drywall and everything. And
probably,
have to do the
walls. Yeah. It's everything is just soaked.
Yeah. Well, that's what makes me nervous here about living in a, like, we don't really have the water issue as much, but the earthquake thing, which to me is the scariest thing.
Yeah, it is scary.
Like, I'd rather do the hurricane thing and evacuate, or, you know, find something tall to stand
You
on.
Want to know that it's coming.
You know it's coming. Yeah, an earthquake. Right. I'm not excited by that.
No.
I've only felt a couple little ones, and that's enough to scare you.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I've been in my apartment one time, and all of a sudden, I'm like, it's like, boom. It's like a boom. And you're like, wait a minute. I just saw my existence move.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then the wavy ones.
Yeah, and it's the ground you stand on. You know, as soon as that becomes unstable, it's scary. You know, it's like, where do I go from here?
You weren't here for the Northridge earthquake, right?
No, we moved a week. We moved to Vegas a week before that, believe it or not. That was weird.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but we still had a house here. So, but there was no damage. No,
your house
no
is fine. Where was your
damage.
House?
In Chatsworth. Mm. Yeah, it was a townhouse that we.
Not
had.
That bad, huh?
No.
Chatsworth. I mean, it was.
Chatsworth is very close to Northridge where this started.
Oh, it is?
But, you know, it had like certain, it depends on the plates under the ground, you know, and the way they're set up. So for some reason, you know, the town nearby did not get it as much as like even Santa Monica got it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, yeah, those are earthquakes, and let's hope we don't see any more.
Lord, I pray.
Yeah.
You know, it's so funny. A friend of mine was in the Northridge, and she's like, you just can't imagine.
Yeah, it's scary.
She's like, you can't imagine how freaky.
You should have seen the destruction, though. I mean, entire structures were just flattened.
Well, that's what makes me nervous about living in like a high-rise apartment here.
Yeah.
I don't. You know, when we had our guest on from Off the Presses, and he goes, you know, this is an urban city that doesn't build up like other places, and I'm like, there's a reason.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but we also spread out a lot. That's why.
Yeah, but some of these the skyscrapers we do have, or towers or whatever, I'm like, why?
Yeah.
But one building, apartment building that I lived in, was a newer apartment building. It was built in like the late 90s, and really nice property. And they said that they're built on rollers. Did you know that?
Yes. The high rises are built on rollers.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know how much less tall buildings, but at the same time, I know that the high rises are built that way. Yes. So they can move along with the ground.
And they said they're kind of safer than some of the other ones.
Right, yeah. But, you know, when we were on the 36th floor downtown, there was an earthquake once, and that was pretty scary.
What did it feel like?
Well, you just feel like you're swaying, you know, and you're looking down 36 floors, and you know you ain't getting down there, you know. You're pretty much stuck, you know. And usually at times like this, they disable the elevators.
You know? Serious?
Yeah.
What about stairs? Do we do stairs?
There are stairs, but I just kind of stayed up there and prayed.
There you go.
Yeah, there's no way you're going to make it down 36 floors in time.
You're just like, woo, it is just like, it's not very wide. Is it a singular, like a kind of a skinny building?
No, not really. I mean, it's pretty wide. I mean, you know the buildings downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way it is.
But is it really tall? So,
yeah, it was really tall. I'm telling you, 36 floors. And actually, it had more. We were on the 36th floor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, being that high is exhilarating on the one hand and very scary on the other. You know, it was like the best place to do a radio show. You know, we would sit like we are now.
Yeah, you just...
We had like a picture window and you could see all of L.A.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
It was amazing, you know, to do a radio
show.
You're
like, yeah, well, talk
That was my dream. That's why I started it there, yeah.
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 And then you're like, screw
the
earthquake.
Yeah, screw the fucking drive, you know. That's
this is a nice area you're in now, but it doesn't have the same feel.
No. Well, no, it's a different thing. You know, we don't really have anything to look at when we're in the studio. But that was pretty distracting, too, because sometimes helicopters would fly by and they were actually lower than we were, which was really weird.
Yeah. That's crazy, man.
Yeah, so it would distract you all the time. But, you know, in every show you could hear, oh, wow, look at that. Look at the people on the roof there.
So it's too distracting. And people that are listening are like, we don't care.
Yeah, what's
going on? Get back to entertain us. Wow.
Yeah. Are you in the mood for some Christmas music?
Yes.
I brought a couple of, but you know, not the traditional ones. So, but a couple of my favorites anyway. And so let's go.
Bells will be ringing.
Isn't that cool?
This sad, sad news.
Definitely one of my favorite groups.
So good.
Wish me greetings.
So good. Here we go. All
once
together.
Again.
I bet the next one, this is so up your alley,
what?
Is George Michael's Last Christmas.
Oh, that's true. I didn't think about that one. I knew there was another one that I liked.
Put that
one
on. I like that one.
Okay, I think that one's by Wham, though. So.
No, I think it's George Michael. Last Christmas, I gave me my heart, but the very next day.
Yeah, you see, it's Wham. It was under the Wham label. Yeah,
because
it was pretty early on. When they did that.
What a name. Wham.
Yeah, I know. Wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am.
Let's go with Wham.
Yeah, you want to go with Wham?
Here we go.
Okay, hold on a second, because this one looks like they're going to put a commercial in there. So
screw that.
We'll wait for just a second here. But no, I have another one that you probably...
Who's it by? Can I get?
I'm not going to tell you. I want you to see if you can recognize it. It's one that doesn't get played as much, but I remember it because it's kind of older. But then again, so is the Eagles one. You know, it's from the 70s or something, so... Yeah. I hate those pre-rolls on YouTube, man. But you figure they're going to eventually put them in, you know, so they can monetize this friggin' thing.
Yeah, well, I think that the artist makes money that way, too.
Yeah. You think so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
Not sure. We should look into it.
Yeah. Okay. We're ready. Come on, George.
Bring it on.
Bring it on, George. It ain't going anywhere.
It's so funny that... I love that you love George Michael. It's so funny to me.
Yeah. Okay, there we go.
People covered this, but he does it the best. I mean, it's just so
good. Yeah, yeah. Oh, there were covers of this song?
Oh, there's been so many covers.
Really?
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
God, he's so young in this video. How that other guy, what was his name, Andrew Ridgely? He never really sang, you know? It's all George Michael singing in Wham.
Once fair and twice shy, I keep my distance, but you still catch my eye. Tell me, baby, do you recognize me? Well, it's been a year, it doesn't surprise me. I wrapped it up and said,
yeah. It's amazing how many people have had Christmas songs, you know?
Some of the largest selling Christmas artists are Jewish. Josh Groban. I think for a while he had the largest selling Christmas album.
Josh Groban is Jewish? He does all Christian songs, doesn't he?
No, he does. No, he doesn't. But he does a Christmas album, which is Christian. And same thing, Barbara Streisand's had hers.
Yeah.
Those Jews are
That's funny.
They're just like, yep, I'll be Christian for this time.
Jews, man, you can't get rid of them.
Okay,
let's see if you can tell which one this is.
Either it's Elton John.
You never heard it? It's called Step Into Christmas. Cool, it's got a good beat to it. Yeah, it's fun playing Christmas songs, let me tell you. Wow, why did I cut it off like that?
It's true, but I can dream, and in my dreams, I'm Christmasing.
Man, her voice is something.
Is this Linda
Ronstadt? No, that's the Carpenters.
Holidays, a joyful.
Obviously, you're not the generation of the Carpenters, or you would have recognized that. She's got a very distinct voice.
I mean, I know the song, I know her voice, but I didn't know it was her. You're right.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, darling. Let's let it play.
I wish you could see. I wish it every day.
Are there any songs you want to hear? Christmas songs?
Yes, I love Christmas. Okay, now let me tell you, my dad, he has a Neil Diamond Christmas CD when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Are you turning it down? Okay. Anyway, he has a Neil Diamond, he just has a lot of great fun ones. So Neil Diamond, he has some fun Christmas ones.
Yeah. You know which one I just remembered is, well, you'll know who this one is, but let's just play it real quick for our listeners to guess who this is. But yeah, I just remember this one.
I like this one.
You know this one?
Yeah, I like this one.
Paul McCartney.
Yeah, these are some good jams.
Wonderful Christmas time.
What a great songwriter, you know?
The mood is right.
sing their song.
Couple good ones.
What?
I got a couple good ones.
Do you?
This one, okay, I think it's just, I think this one's just beautiful and it's just so sleepy and pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Is the Charlie Brown Christmas song?
Charlie Brown Christmas song? Okay, let's find that. I don't know if I know that one.
Oh, you know it.
I do? Charlie Brown Christmas. Let's see. Is that from the show that they always play?
Yeah, it's so sweet.
Okay.
Think about it like snowing and then you're going to get.
Isn't
out.
There anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about.
It's probably not the song, is it?
Yeah, it's a song.
Oh, this is the song?
Yeah,
yeah, he's going to the middle of the stage here.
Lights, minus. Please.
Lights, please.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding the field, keeping watch over their flock by night.
This is not the song. Let's see. Charlie Brown, Christmas Time Is Here song.
Yeah, that song.
Okay. Charlie Brown.
It's jazz chords. It's gorgeous.
Quality is not that great, huh?
Christmas time is here.
That's what you like?
Happiness,
okay. Can we mix this one?
Okay, I love it, but it's been redone a million times. The song is beautiful.
Yeah.
Now, Coldplay has a new song out that I really love.
Yeah?
Coldplay, and I think it's called Christmas Lights.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so good.
Oh, really? So they came out with a Christmas song?
I think that they did, but I really like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Christmas Lights, you're right. Okay, let's see. Coldplay, Christmas Lights. Okay, this one's going to have a commercial. Let me try another one.
Well, they're probably commercials because they're real.
Not all of them. Here, this one doesn't. Is that it?
Coldplay?
Yeah, Christmas Lights.
Yeah, it's it.
Christmas night. Another fight, tears we cried, a flood. Got all kinds of poison in.
God, this is good. Very cheerful Christmas.
No, but it's nice. It gets good.
Took my feet to Oxford Street.
Got poison in my blood.
Trying to right or wrong. Whatever. Christmas is hard for
just
some people.
Yes. Those windows sing, but I can't believe she's gone. When you're still waiting for the snow to fall, doesn't really feel like Christmas at all.
Sounds more like it.
Hold on, let it build. It gets good. It gets good.
You like this song?
It's pretty. It gets built.
I guess, yeah, it's something you have to listen to a couple times, I guess. It's not that catchy. Okay. So who else? I see Beyonce has one,
no,
Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey's, she had just an amazing Christmas album. The one, not the new stuff, but the one that she had.
Right.
I haven't listened to her new stuff, but she had an amazing one.
Yeah.
But yeah. What are some of your favorite Christmas carols though? Like.
I don't know any.
Really?
No, I mean I've heard them, but look, I never was raised with these, so you know all that that stuff that you go through in kindergarten and stuff, I never learn.
I mean, you know, jingle bells.
Well, duh, okay. You know, well, I know these. I just don't know how to, yeah. I can't think of any of them.
How about, do you know, like, have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
I like the one that goes, na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Which one is that?
It doesn't have lyrics to it.
Are you talking about this one? It goes, okay, watch, I'll do this. You're going to love it. Mm-hmm. Ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, 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 dong, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, that one's good.
Hark of the bells, sweet silver bells.
Yeah, that one's cool. What's it called?
Bringing a cheer to young and old, meek and the boy. Ding, dong, ding, dong, that is our song with joyful ring or caroling. One seems to hear words of a cheer filling the air. Oh, merry, da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da
da da da
da da
da
da da.
I think it's really fun. That's yeah. I think 3-4 part, 4 part harmony. It's really cool.
Yeah. I know. It's like a chorus type of a thing, huh? That's not it?
It is. It's just a different version of it. That's cool. Yeah. Keep it up. This is some crazy children pop shit. Christmas is here. It's not supposed to be like that.
No?
It's okay.
Okay, let's find another one. That's fine.
I like a more choral one.
Yeah?
They're like, hark, how the bell. This is the same one.
It is?
Yes.
Okay, well, I don't know. It doesn't say that it's the same one. Let's try a different one. Until we find one that's to your liking. You know all the lyrics, huh? Right up your alley, this song.
Best part, hold on.
Yeah. This one's perfect for your voice, huh? Because it's kind of...
Well, if I sing opera. But yeah, I've sang that a million times because I've done so many choirs. You sing it all the time.
Yeah.
But there's some...
I know. I like listening to choirs. You know, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, some choirs are like so powerful and so wonderful. Man.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've done the little drummer boy and nothing. If you do it with a really good choir with like the drum, it's really, really exciting.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but it's kind of slow, you know, that song.
Or no, that song. Do you hear what I hear? That's a good one. I like this one. My little brother and I, Matthew, when we were growing up, we watched this little Disney show where a little girl was, she had a donkey, and she had to go sell this donkey, and a little boy, he had to go sell a donkey. He didn't want to get rid of his donkey because it was like a little his friend, but it ends up showing that he sells it to Jesus, or he sells it to Joseph and Mary. When then they end up using the donkey, and that's, you know, they're born, then they give birth to Jesus, right? You know about the story?
No.
You know about Jesus' story?
Yeah, I know that story.
Okay, so Joseph and Mary, you know, basically end up going to the manger and having a baby. And they need a donkey.
Right.
The donkey part's, I don't even think in the Bible, but it's just, you know that they had a donkey at some point.
Didn't everybody those stuff?
Yeah, but it's a cute little, it's animated to kind of illustrate from a different perspective, you know, the birth of Christ. So, this little boy, he doesn't want to give up his donkey, but he has to because the mom and dad need the money. But he ends up selling it to Joseph and Mary, so it works out just fine. It's really sweet, though, but there's a little song in it where he's so sad and he's trying to sell his donkey, and my brother used to sing it, and we would sing it, and it would just make me, like, my heart sore. But it goes, a little part of it goes from a kid. It's a little kid, and it's animated, so keep that in mind. But it's like, small one, small one, small one for sale. Small one. And we just would sing that all the time because it was so cute.
Wow. So so you're going to your friends for Christmas, right?
I'm supposed to be going somewhere Christmas Eve to my friend's house for like they actually do a big Italian dinner on Christmas Eve. And I'm supposed to go there. But now my other friend wants to maybe go up 2 days to Big Bear. And it's funny because I was like, why don't we just go up there and play in the snow one day?
Right. It should be awesome. And by now, you know, I think they cleared off the road, so you should be able to get there relatively quickly.
Yeah. So I thought, you know, we could stay there for like a day or two.
Yeah. Except it's probably kind of expensive. You maybe want to check out how
much it costs. Or maybe you might just say day trip. You know, was it like 2 hours?
Do a day trip,
Isn't like 2 hours away?
Yeah. You know, so leave kind of early, and then you have all day in front of you, you know?
Yeah, go play in the snow.
But try to get out of there before it gets dark, you know, because then it's...
I've never been. Have you been there?
Yeah, I've been there a few times.
To Big Bear?
Yeah.
Is it really pretty?
And yeah, but you go up on the mountain, there's mountain roads and shit like that. So at night, it's not that safe, you know, especially when there's probably still some ice on the roads or whatever, whatever, you know.
Yeah. But it sounds like it'd be really
But it's
pretty.
Fun, yeah. I mean, they have like slides, snow slides and shit
oh,
like that.
Oh, I want to do that. Sledding? Like goes, oh my gosh, sledding.
Not
is so...
sledding, but oh yeah, okay, whatever you want to call it. They just get on a
thing and you just, oh my gosh, that's fun. I used to do that when I was a kid. We used to live in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so much fun.
I know.
Yeah, I want to go sledding.
I never did it, but we took my son there a couple of years ago, and
he
was having a blast. Yeah.
He loved it?
Yeah.
I want to build a snowman and everything.
Yeah. Well, it depends how much snow there is up there, you know?
We just rained this whole time. Isn't it freezing up
there? It's probably going to be pretty snowy.
I mean, come on, meteorologist, doesn't like rain in the north and cold parts turn into snow?
Up on higher elevations,
So we should be rocking some good snow. It's 4 days.
Absolutely. I just don't know how long it'll stay, but it probably will stay for a while.
I mean, I know this isn't like Sweden.
You know, but sometimes it gets too hard and you can't really build a snowman, right?
Oh,
What do I know about snow?
I don't really know either. I know there's different types of snow, though, right?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of different types.
Yeah.
And, you know, in snow places, they know all the names for snow and shit. We just call it snow.
Like, there's powdery kinds, there's, like, not powdery kinds.
Yeah, there's packed. There's, but there's, like, different names for it. I don't know.
But I remember one time at my aunt's house, and she lived outside Detroit, and I went out to, like, kind of play in it.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, all I did was get myself drenched with the wet of the snow. And
really?
I was freezing, and I had to go run inside.
Wow. Yeah, check it out. Types of snow. Crust, crud, slush. Powder, ice, snow crystals, snow flakes, rime, hail. Okay, so those are not... But yeah, you have powder, freshly fallen. You have crud, which be considered the next phase from powder. Then you have crust and slush and ice. So you see, we don't have to deal with any of this shit here in California. But people live in... I don't know how people can live in this in that climate, you know, when there's snow all the time and shit. It's way too cold.
It's crazy, huh?
Yeah. I don't know. And the interesting thing is they never get used to it. You know, it's not like something that you live there all your life and it's no big deal. It's still very cold.
It's freaking freezing.
Yeah.
It's freezing.
Yeah.
Like you're just always cold.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
just learn to be cold.
Doesn't matter what you do.
You learn to be cold. Man.
Yeah.
So what are you guys going to do? Are you guys going over to friends' houses or anything?
Yeah, we are going to friends' house on Saturday for Christmas Day for...
Oh, cool.
For brunch or something.
Oh, that'll be good. Are they...
It's just there's little kids there, you know. Sometimes I lose my patience there. I'm not like I used to be. Yeah, I mean, with my kids... Look, I'm still pretty patient with kids and stuff. But, you know, when you try to... Look, when you're one-on-one with a kid, it's great. But when you try to communicate with the adults and they're constantly distracted by their kids, that's irritating.
Yeah, I find it irritating too, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it's...
That's why, I mean, when you don't have kids, you want to hang out with people without kids mostly.
Yeah.
You know, so you don't have to deal with it.
Yeah.
But, you know...
Well, the kids kind of... What happens is I feel like kids dominate. the situation, mm-hmm. and they constantly need attention or they need something, they can't help with their kids. That's what kids do.
Yeah.
But if you are single,
when they don't get attention, they let you know.
Mm-hmm.
They let you know about it.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know about that, but I'm gonna be, you know, I'm supposed to be I'll still buy her a present, but I'm supposed to be buying the little girl a present.
Mm-hmm.
And showing up for dinner, but now it, you know, might be getting out of that. I'm playing. Did I say I'm not playing? I'm playing. No, I want to get her something cute, like a costume.
That'll be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were talking about the costume yesterday.
Yeah.
A costume.
The thing is at that age, they don't remember anything, you know.
Yeah.
They don't care. You're doing it to make sure the parents know that you care. You know.
But, well, you might as well put some thought into it.
I am, but I could get the kid anything. She doesn't, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I'll have fun. I'll make sure it's a cute little package with mm-hmm. probably bright pink everything and make it fun. But,
yeah.
You know.
Get her some Hello Kitty stuff.
Aww.
What is she, 2 years old, did you say?
She's two. I'm not getting her Hello Kitty. I want to get her I want to get her like a cape and some heels and things like that.
A cape and heels. What, are you going to turn her into what, Wonder Woman or something?
A cape, a heels, maybe like a cool, like, you know.
Just don't get her like a boy's costume, you know?
No. Yeah. I'm not going to turn her into Shiloh.
Good.
You know who Shiloh is?
Yeah. Angelina's?
Yeah, she's always like, yeah, she gravitates towards those clothes. And I'm thinking, yeah, right. Whatever, you're trying to make some political, you're trying to make some kind of statement or something.
Why, what clothes are those?
Her daughter Shiloh is always dressed up as a boy.
Oh, really?
And, you know, there's speculation in whether or not that's her motive or she says her kid wants to dress that way. Mm-hmm. And who knows? I mean, maybe her kid does. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just think, I think probably like most people do, you're just like, hmm. And because she's
things that make you say,
things that make you go,
make you go,
I'm kind of like, does she really want to dress up like a little boy, really?
Yeah.
All the time?
I don't know. Maybe she does.
I remember one time I ran out of panties. We were on a road trip and had to pee. I actually had a peeing problem. I was a kid.
Oh, really?
So I think I wet myself, and my mom had to put me in my brother's underwear. And they were like, the way that they were cut, like the front part where you can like flip it open and, you know, put your dinger out and pee like as a kid.
Yeah.
And then I think there was like He-Man or something on it. I remember it felt so gross. I was like sitting in the car like, I feel so disgusting right now because I had my brother's underwear on. I just knew there were He-Mans and stuff. I just instantly was like, oh.
Wow. That's funny. Okay, so you remind me of this thing here. Hold on a second. You see, some of them have commercials, some don't. And we need to figure out which are which.
Make you go.
Oh yeah.
We might as well. We're into music today.
Yeah, it's a music show.
CNC Factory, Music Factory. About the internet, man. You can think of anything and bring it up right away, you know? It's just amazing.
No, it's nuts. It's just right at your fingertips. I just had this thought.
How empowered we are.
Let me YouTube it and boom, it pops up.
Yeah.
So I went on a date last night, very brief.
Oh, really?
Yeah, very, very brief date.
Wow. Was that from the dating service?
Yes,
yeah. Yeah. Is that someone new or did you go out?
That's someone new.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
No,
mm-mm.
Not there,
mm-mm.
Huh?
No, mm-mm.
Wow.
I just...
Did you talk on the phone at all before that?
Briefly, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, very smart person, very, very smart guy, and cool, very cool, but just, like, he, like, smokes weed a lot.
Really? You don't like that, huh?
Oh, he's like, yeah, I'm pretty much always high. I'm like, oh, okay.
And he's got to find a specific woman that will handle that.
I'm just like, he's trying, and then he tries, you know, he goes a little bit down the hole, like, oh, this is why I'm cool with weed, and da, da, da. It's because they always have to justify it, right? And they always
feel
like,
yes.
They have to tell you what, why.
But it's amazing that he tells you about it on the first date. That
hey,
shows
I
you how smart he is.
Well, I also think,
yeah, but
you
he
know,
was up front with you, huh?
Yeah, he was up front, and that's fine. I mean, yeah. It's obviously something very big in his life that he
right.
feels like he needs to let you know that you need to be, you know, down with it. He didn't
right.
smell like it. He was well-dressed. He was a good-looking guy, you know, so it wasn't like, ooh,
yeah.
gross weed. It's just,
right, right.
you know, that's his thing. And he's,
yeah, it's amazing the people that smoke weed that you would never think.
No, but I just, you know, I was just like, oh.
Yeah, not for you, not for you.
Can't get in. And yeah. not just that, just there just wasn't the chemistry wasn't there, you know.
Yeah.
But cool guy, really
yeah.
nice guy.
But when someone has an addiction, it's like a mistress, you know, you're never going to win.
Oh,
yeah,
that's a good
so
point,
you
got to
huh? be careful, yeah.
Yeah.
Because that comes first.
Mm. It's an odd feeling when you go into a situation where you're meeting somebody potentially for a romance,
mm-hmm.
right? And
right.
hopefully something else. You're going in and you're wanting to be lit up
mm-hmm.
romantically. You're wanting to kind of experience certain emotions and be seen in a certain light, and you want to see them in a certain light, and you want to evoke certain emotions in them, and you want to have a certain bond or connection,
right.
connection,
mm-hmm.
not bond. And so you go into these situations, and so you're kind of leading with that foot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's very different than if you're going to your work or if you're doing a show or something. It's a certain part of yourself that you're putting
right.
forward, right?
Right.
And it's an odd feeling to kind of go in with that, and then you're just like, oh, you know.
Yeah.
And you've already kind of shown that, so you feel like you have to keep that side going, but you're kind of like,
yeah. Well, things that make you go.
Things that make you go.
All right. Well, are you ready for Christmas?
I'm so ready for Christmas. I'm ready.
Yeah.
My roommate is going to Australia.
Ah,
yes.
How cool.
My roommate that moved out, she moved literally like one street over,
uh-huh.
and she knows this girl that she's only known literally for like 3 months,
mm-hmm.
and she's going to Australia with her for like after Christmas.
Really? How cool.
Yeah, she spent like $1,500 on a ticket,
wow.
something like that, like $1,300, and she's going mm-hmm. to Australia, and you know, that's exciting for her. And then my friend, my roommate, Sarah, and her parents are in town, so we went out to dinner last night,
right?
They bought us pizza.
Ah.
Yeah. And then Sarah and her family are going to Las Vegas, so they'll be there for like 3 days,
mm-hmm.
and then they're gonna go to Palm Springs.
Oh,
for
I
2 days.
Well, they sure know how to have fun.
They do. And they were like, you should come with me. And I'm like, well,
yeah.
I, you know, I only have like 3 days off, 2 days off, so
yeah. Hmm.
Things that make you go,
They sure make you go, All right, everybody. Well, we are going to take tomorrow off, like probably most of you will.
And Christmas.
And so Merry Christmas to everyone. Enjoy yourselves. And we'll be back here on Monday, right?
Yes.
You have been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.